You are listening to Real World News.
Ecuador free of GM corn, divide a constitutional ban. A recent independent field study confirmed that Ecuador, which has a constitutional ban on the introduction of genetically modified organisms, there are no varieties of genetically modified corn. However, Rafael Correa's administration has given signs to put organizations on the alert. At the International Earth Day on April the 22nd, Ecuadorian organizations issued a report where they confirmed the existence of GM corn varieties in the country. Elizabeth Bravo told Real World Radio that the study was inspired by Mexico's case and said they were satisfied with the results since they didn't find traces of GM corn. As part of the debate promoted by the Ecuadorian government to amend the 2008 constitution that bans GMOs, Bravo said the organizations are on the alert to see what will the Legislative Assembly's position on the issue. One of the arguments to lift the ban was that the Ecuadorian corn is already contaminated with GMO, something that study proves wrong, said Bravo, the research scientific coordinator. The methodology consisted in assessing the existence of 3 GM proteins in corn leaves before the bloom period, the organizations who participated in the study explained. The lack of GMO is something we have to be thankful to our farmers and peasants for, as they have managed to protect our genetic heritage. Meanwhile, Josefina Lima, leader of the Otavalo indigenous community from the north of Ecuador, highlighted the importance of corn to feed the Andean and coastal communities of the country. More than silver or gold, corn is the main food of our communities, said Josefina, who is also a traditional doctor. In an address on his Saturday program of April the 27th, recently re-elected President Rafael Correa said, "I do not agree with GMOs, but with common sense, what if a GMO is good for human health? We cannot put constitutional barriers." During the presentation, they also read a message from the children of Ecuador in defense of native corn.
You are listening to Real World News.